Chapter 2 Birtwick Park. I was beginning to grow handsome. My coat was fine and soft, and was a shiny black. I had one white foot, and a pretty white star on my forehead. When I was 4 years old, Mr. Gordon came to look at me. He looked closely at my eyes, my mouth, and my legs, and then I had to walk and trot and gallop for him.
"When he's been trained," Mr. Gordon said to my master, "he will do very well."
My master liked to train his horses himself before selling them, and the next day my training began. To train a horse is to teach him to wear a saddle and to carry a man, woman, or child on his back. The horse must also learn to wear a collar and to stand still when it is put on, then to have a carriage fixed behind him, and to go fast or slow, whichever his driver wishes. He must never bite or kick or talk to other horses, and must always do what his master tells him, however tired or hungry he feels. Like all horses that have grown up, I had to wear a bit and bridle. A bit is a great piece of cold, hard metal, as thick as a man's finger, which is pushed into a horse's mouth between his teeth and over his tongue, with the ends coming out at the corners. It is held there by straps which go over the horse's head, under his neck, round his nose, and under his chin. Reins, which the rider holds, are fastened to each end of the bit. Slowly, with my master's kind words and gentle ways, I learned to wear my bit and bridle.